expectations.
Our time now is 8:30 from FM 95.7 KQWC Webster City on this cold Monday morning. 27 degrees are temperature reading, but we're planning to give you something warm to think about for a few moments. It's all about auto racing. Now, coming up November 12th at the Briggswoods Conference Center, it's going to be a very special night to celebrate racing in the state of Iowa. It's the Iowa Racing Hall of Fame program that's taking place. And joining me in the studio this morning, I have Marty Pringle from that organization. Marty, good morning to you.
How you doing, Pat?
I'm doing wonderful this morning. So glad to get you on here this morning talking all about auto racing and this celebration coming up on November 12th.
Yep. This thing grows every year, Pat. It's a pretty neat deal. This is our fourth year doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And we get usually 300, 350 people, so we only got about 60 tickets left. So if anybody wants any, try to get in there and get them. But we're on Facebook, so you can get them right through, right online. But
mm-hmm. We were just talking a little bit ago, Marty, that dirt racing in Iowa has grown through the years here in the state of Iowa. We see tracks just about everywhere. Of course, Webster City's had racing here for, about 80, 85 years thereabouts. Fort Dodge has had one, too. But it's a growing sport.
Yeah, people don't realize how big racing is in the state of Iowa. We're right in the hub of all the dirt tracks. You got guys come from California, Arizona to race here all summer, And you go to Boone, there's 1,000 race cars for the Nationals. That tells you something,
It sure does. Well, the racing season has come to an end, but we're celebrating it a very special night coming up on November 12th. So, Marty, give us a background about what's taking place that night.
Well, we got a lot of categories. I cover all motorsports. I try to. Drag racing, motorcycle, media, dirt track racing. So every year we put about 15 to 19 people in the Hall of Fame. So we had 100 apps this year to go through. It's pretty hard to pick through some of these guys when they've all won 400 or 500 features. So we have a board that goes through it, and then we pick out who goes in. But they're all going to go in time. I mean, there's sure. So many greats in this state. It's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. And who do we have in being inducted this year?
Well, this year we got Bill Beckman, Justin Brayton in motorcycle, John Conley, Gary Crawford, Dale DeFrance, Ron Jackson. And this year we started doing family racing, so the whole family. So we got the Killen family out of Des Moines. We got Orville Kinney from Webster City for figure eight. Bob Lawton for promoter at Boone. John Logue, which is six-time Boone Nationals champion. We got Terry McCarl in sprint cars. Joe Merrifield. Tim Nelson will go in under figure eight. And we got Larry Sommerfeld, who built the first modified ever. That's what started the modifieds. Him and Keith Kanak, so. And we got Dean Sylvester, Kenny Walton, David Wells, which is a dragster. He was run funny car, David did, so. And we got Les Wilden, Jim Wilson, and Bill Swansanger going in this year, so. Pretty good group of guys.
I would say so there, Marty. Good list of these drivers coming from all over the state for this big night.
Yep, they're they're from, we touch every corner of the state, so. We got advisors that go through all the apps. And
how many advisors do you have in that?
I think there's six of us. Mm-hmm. So we try to touch each corner of the state. It's hard to get history on all of them because if they ain't local, it's hard to.
Right.
Yep. So we were pretty happy with 100 entries, so that's pretty neat.
I would think so. And, of course, Iowa is kind of a mecca for racing in a way. Marty, you mentioned, too, we got the dirt tracks, such as the case here in Webster City, over in Fort Dodge, the track there in Boone. Of course, we got the big speedways, such as the Knoxville Speedway, as well as the Iowa Speedway in Newton. That's grown through the years, last few years anyway.
Yeah, per capita, Iowa has more racetracks than any state in the United States, so that's pretty huge.
That is a fact that a lot of people don't know about there, Marty.
Yeah, they don't. It's huge. And while I'm talking, I want to give a shout out to Briggs Woods because they do an excellent job on this. I just can't say enough about them. So.
Mm-hmm. And that is celebrated on November 12th. So give us kind of the rundown, Marty, about what's taking place that night.
Well, basically, we have a lot of displays of guys' trophies and everything, you know, that are being inducted. And then we make plaques for them, you know, thanking them for the memories mostly. But and then we just call them up, and some of them will give a speech, some of them won't. But it's a pretty neat deal, so.
And that starts at what time?
Saturday, November 12th, solstice hours at 5. At 6 p.m. is dinner, and then the program follows. So.
And what is on that menu there at Briggs Woods? Because they make some wonderful meals there, no matter if it was with what your event's coming up. I know that I believe they're doing something for Arts Are Alive, or I think it's one of those organizations down the road. So what are they serving that night?
I'm not sure on that.
It's a mystery meal then, in other words, Marty.
I'm sure... The other people know, but I'm not sure what they're serving. But
okay,
last year it was delicious. I know whatever it is, it'll be good. So,
Judging from what I'm hearing, it sounds like auto racing here in the state of Iowa. It's growing. There's a very positive future ahead with auto racing, dirt tracks, and motorcycle races, and so forth.
Yeah, it grows every year. A lot of people don't know registered drivers. Iowa's second in the United States for registered drivers, so the Carolinas beat us to the NASCAR. But, I mean, that's huge, huge.
Yeah.
And, you know, this history has to be preserved. There's so much history in this state that, I mean, you got Scott Blomquist, Billy Moyers, all local boys, and all the guys that are in Cup now, and Iowa boys, you know. It's huge.
Mm-hmm. And it's up to good people like you trying to preserve that history about racing in the state of Iowa.
So it's a pretty neat deal. I mean, it just the jobs it creates, the motels, you know, what it does for towns.
Right.
It's just amazing.
And this is the fourth time that we're doing this on November 12th. Of course, so we had it. You started back in 2018, then 2019. Sadly, it take a year off because of you know what in 2020, but you came roaring back in 2021. It should be an exciting night coming up in about 2-3 weeks from this Saturday night there, Marty.
Yep. It's this all started with Keith Knack that ran IMCA. For 2 years, he had this Hall of Fame, and then it kind of went away. So the first year we took his inductees, which were already in, and automatically put them into this one. So it just gets harder every year to go through 100 names and try to pick out who's who. But,
They'll be coming, they'll be elected probably down the road, is what I'm imagining coming up.
I mean, local guys, we got Witz in there, Hemingway.
Right.
Mike Smith, Bob Hill. I can't remember who's all in there, but
yeah, long list.
So. Oh yeah, definitely.
Now let's talk about ticket information for this, Marty. How do they get tickets for this benefit again coming up on, or dinner, I should say, coming up November 12th?
They can go right online, right on Facebook, and Iowa Hall of Fame, and they can get them right through there. Or they can call me or anybody's number that's on here, but.
Okay, on that poster right in front of us there. And is there a deadline if people want to make reservations?
Well, we usually go till the tickets sell out.
Okay.
We don't have a lot left, so. I know a lot of guys, racers, will wait till the last minute, you know.
Oh, yes.
But, if they want some, they probably better get them, so.
So the sooner the better to get those tickets now for what should be a fun evening. And that, again, is coming up November 12th at the Briggs Woods Conference Center. South of Webster City. Social hour begins at 5, and the Dinner and program begins at 6:30. It should be a wonderful night for all these inductees for the Iowa Racing Hall of Fame this year.
Yep. I want to thank everybody that comes. And it's a pretty neat deal. So
it sure is. So make sure you get your tickets. Anything else for the good of the cause there, Mr. Pringle?
No, I think we pretty well covered her. So.
All right. Well, let's get a great turnout coming up on November 12th. Marty Pringle, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Pat.
You betcha. That does it for Community Corner. Tomorrow morning, we'll talk about something scary. It's the haunted barn coming up this weekend. That's coming up Monday morning or Tuesday morning, 8:30, right here on KQWC. Time now, 20 minutes before 9 o'clock.